Okay, every. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for such a glorious day, for this is the day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the opportunity for us to once again come together and share your word. God, we thank you for your anointing on our lives, the blessings that you have brought forth, the blessings that you are bringing, blessings seen and unseen, God. We thank you for every wonderful thing that you're doing. We shall glorify your name, God, lift you up. We thank you for the speaker this morning that's coming forth to deliver the word. God, we ask you to pour out of the speaker your words to us. Let us have an ear to hear and a heart to receive what you have to say, God. We thank you for the founders of this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. We thank you for their obedience for starting this call. This call has been such a blessing to many and have reached out all over the world. And we thank you, God, for their saying yes to your word and to your will. God, we ask you that you continue to bless each and every one of us. Give us an open heart to receive your word and a willingness to share it. God, we thank you for each and every blessing and anointing you have brought into our lives. We thank you for Artists International, the company that brought us together. We ask your continued blessings over it. You continue to prosper it even more than now. God, we ask you to just keep everybody whole and everybody as your servant to go out and continually share your word in a world that's in such turmoil to bring peace into this world, God. We ask, we thank you, and we bless you. In your precious name, Jesus, we shall continue to praise your name. As in your word it says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we will praise you. In your name, Jesus, amen and amen. I thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning. Again, my name is Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis. I shall continue to praise the Lord. And right now, I'm going to turn the call over to our host, our magnificent host. Host, are you there? God bless you.
God bless you too, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. Take the floor.
Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us on this Praise the Lord Monday. Thank you so much for that anointed prayer. And I definitely thank God for what he's doing, the newer and greater things in 2016 in your life. To God be the glory, and may you have a great and awesome day. Well, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California. And on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We hope that you had a phenomenal and exciting weekend and that everything that you need that God provided. And so we welcome you to the Master's Call, where this call has been moving forward, empowering, enriching, and enhancing lives since October the 25th of 2010. And soon we will be celebrating our 6th year here on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every time that we gather on this, the Master's Call, we start this call off in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and then on Fridays we open up the line to hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. If there is something that is going on with you during the week and you want to reach out to us, we ask that you would send us an email to info@masterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon from PV, Texas, will respond to you. And we do have a website for our call as well. It is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. That website is accessible to you 24/7, 24 hours, 7 days a week. So please, please, please make sure that you go onto our website. All of our messages have been archived there. All of the bios for our speakers are published there. And please, please, please share the Master's Call with someone. So not only will you have the benefit of your life being enriched, empowered, and enhanced, but you will actually share that with someone else. Every day following this call, we head over to the new morning motivational call. Today is Inspirational Monday, and we ask that you would join us at 712-770-4005 and use the access code 294-617-POUND. We will be heading to the Airport Marriott Hotel in Miami, Florida, October the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of 2016 for our Artist Life Regional Conference. Please, please, please make sure that you're in the house. Artistpreneurs, check their back office. Make sure that you register for the conference today as well as make the arrangements for your hotel. And so we hope to see you there at the regional conference in October. So I am going to give you further information at the end of this call, but at this time, it's time for us to take out our Bibles, our pens, and our notebooks, because it's time for us to hear what says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning is our prayer general here on Master's, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. I can tell you this woman is definitely a kingdom builder and a world changer. She is up way early in the morning at 4 o'clock and walking across the bridge. I believe right now they are up 8 miles, okay? That's what I said. 8 miles of walking in the morning with her church street and her pastor, and I'm telling you, it is absolutely phenomenal. She resides in the Gulf Coast of Mississippi at Ocean Springs, Mississippi, to be exact. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a sister. She is a friend. She is always there and makes herself available for everyone when they need her. When I tell you that she is back and forth through the state of Mississippi and any other states that's close, she is definitely that. She is spirit-filled and spirit-led. She is currently a member of, Brenda is currently a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. She is also an artist distributor. She uses the product, she shares the product, and she loves helping people to become healthy. She is definitely looking forward to retiring her husband very soon, where they can experience the greater and newer things that God has in store for them in their next season. And Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than my sister, the Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
My, my, my. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, the platform is yours.
Amen. Praise God. And thank you so much for such a cordial introduction. I love and appreciate you. Thank God for you, my minister, Songbird Tiffany Lauderdale. Praise God. And also to Minister Jackie, our Silver Fox Henderson in Indianapolis. Thank you so much for all that you do, and we so appreciate you. And I want to give glory and honor and praise to my Heavenly Father for being the God of my heart, my mind, and my spirit. And I want to also honor our co-founders, our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I so thank you and appreciate you for allowing me
to share this platform. Good morning, TMC family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, who all are on the call. We thank and appreciate each and every one of you. This morning, I want to share with you because I've been touched by a series that our pastor is speaking on, and it is worshiping while distracted. Worshiping while distracted. And I think it is so profound during this day and age that it's a word that we all can carry forth to our various places where we can be a blessing to one another. So if you don't mind, and I hope my pastor doesn't mind me sharing this, and it's a lot of it, I really couldn't present it to you the way he does. I'm not trying to, but as God has given it to me, I want to share with you what God has said. He said that God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Now, let's look at what worship is all about. Worship is the act of showing respect and love for God. Now, when we worship God, who is spirit, we worship him from the heart, from the mind, from the soul, and even from our bodies. Many go through the religious motions of worship, but their heart is far from it. Even the Pharisees showed that. You know, they thought they were true worshipers, but their heart was far from God. Now, to worship God is to glorify him in all that we do. And our attention is totally on him. Yes, we're aware of the various forms of worship, such as singing. You know, the Bible says, I will sing unto the Lord while I have my being. And then we have prayer when we pray before the Lord and we humble ourselves before him and talk to him. And the Bible says, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool because he is holy. So we find ourselves many times prostrate before him, worshiping him in that manner where we become in his presence. We get into his presence and allow him to use us and to speak to us. And then there's giving. When we give, that's an act of worship. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. And then the word says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's 1 Chronicles 16. So when we worship, of course, we got those various forms of worship that we acknowledge and we go into every day. But then worship is not just limited just to the slow part of praise and worship, but it can happen every day, every hour, and every minute you and I honor God. We can worship God in all things. When we're doing grocery, going to school or work, even while we're exercising. You see, we don't have to limit worship to a set time in the morning and at night, but the whole day can be filled with the worship of the Lord. 1 Peter 4:11 says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Another point, worship is also not limited to a church building, but to the heart. We are Christ's tabernacle and temple. That this is to where the fullness of the Godhead resides, and that's in us. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? So when we commit all things to the Lord, that's worship. When we give our offering, our time, and our effort to the things of the Lord, that is worship. When we focus on him and make him our first and topmost priority, we are worshiping God. Now, when I've mentioned all the areas of worship in God, don't you know distraction comes in the midst? You better believe it. So let's look at what distraction is all about. Distract means to prevent someone from giving all full attention to something. And distraction is extreme agitation of the mind or emotions. Without a doubt, in our lifetime, many distractions have come and more will come. However, the heart of the matter is how we'll act or react towards that distraction. Now, when Jesus and the disciples were on the boat crossing over the sea, the distraction in the form of a storm came into existence. Jesus acted by speaking to the storm, saying, "Peace, be still," and the wind ceased. The disciples reacted. They reacted by panicking and asking Jesus, didn't he care whether they perished? Don't get me wrong, we all, in some form or fashion, have panicked in our lifetime, have given to some scenario a reaction and a frustrated reaction saying, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? It's a natural fleshly response. Yet, as time goes on, and as we study and meditate on God's word, the assurance of all that he does, all casting our cares upon him, all his presence and all his glory and all his joy and peace becomes a part of us. And then when we humble ourselves before his mighty hand, then our trust in him becomes normal. You see, things that distract people and put them into